So I want to talk about one of the seven deadly sins that I have, and it's often in the Bible, it's referred to as slothfulness or laziness. Mm-hmm. So I have these bouts of laziness, and it's a predominant theme, especially in the book of Proverbs. Like one of the Proverbs says, lazy hands make for poverty, but diligent hands bring wealth. And a lot of people is like, oh, why am I struggling so much? Well, because you don't do anything. That's why you don't struggle. That's why you're struggling, you know. So it's similar to what I tell the you know, some of the players on my teams that I coach. Well, you know, why do I hit so poorly? Well, because you never practice. So sometimes 1 + 1 = 2. But with that said, on a deeper level, I think that there is a lot. I'm seeing a lot of this, especially in the clients that I work with. Mm. I see it in my own life. But it's just these bouts where we just zone out. Mm-hmm. We just tap out from activity, from life. And some of that's really healthy. We call that Sabbath. We call that rest. Mm-hmm. Other times, it's just this shutdown mechanism that creates its own momentum that actually puts us in great vulnerability or compromise, that we're no longer engaged in meaningful relationship. We're no longer engaged in meaningful work. We're letting go of responsibilities. And this could, as Proverbs said, this really can lead to ruin. And so I want to just talk a little bit about what are the things that lead to laziness. Because sometimes we just chalk it up to a pure character defect. And maybe that's the case, but most of the time it's not. Most of the time, two factors are involved in this tap out. One is fear and anxiety. And let's just, fear and anxiety internally rips a lot of energy. It consumes a lot of calories, and it can cause us to crash and burn. The other aspect of that is what we call avoidance. In fact, deep in our neurological processing, there is a term for this. It's called hypoarousal, where we just start to shut down. Mm. And so that's oftentimes due to being disconnected to positive energy sources in our life. That could be the fact that there is this yo-yo effect between overworking or overfunctioning and underworking and underfunctioning. It's like we run it fast, we run it hard, and then we hit burnout. And burnout is a dangerous place to be. It's compromised decision-making. Again, it's a withdrawal. A lot of times we cope with burnout through addictive devices. The other aspect of that, though, is a lot of times I see that people have given up on hope or faith. Mm-hmm. There is a sense of despair and meaninglessness that sets in there. And so if you're struggling with this tap out and you have identified yourself as lazy, or someone in your life as lazy, let's uncover the hood and see what's going on underneath that. And let's explore those. Give us a call today. We would love to explore that with you to see what's going on, because God has not designed us for laziness. He has designed us for creativity and productivity and deep relationship.
I really like what you were talking about, Chris, and I hate the word laziness because it's so negative and self-degrading.
Yes.
And I don't think most people are lazy.
Yeah.
I think, like you described, there's other things going on. And I really feel like we don't know how to truly rest. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, we're so overstimulated and we do a lot of numbing that perpetuates our anxiety, but doesn't really allow ourselves to rest. And I think that is problematic for people. So people just want to escape.
Well, it's problematic in my own life, because that's one of the problems is that numbing and resting are two different things.
Yes.
And for a lot of us, including myself, we have to learn how to rest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really important, because that is a renewable, reusable energy source that is so critical to life.
Have you ever gotten into rest mode and then instantly something pops into your head? Oh, I got to go do that.
And yes.
There and you goes grab your phone or you do that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Man, we all need help.
Stop telling on me, Brian.
Yeah.